No, yeah, of course really. We know you were joking, Donnie.
We take everything you say at face value.
You're like the internet. Everything's true.
Count us down as your top five favorite Robins.
It's only four.
The guy down the street who robbed me.
The blue-breasted Robin.
Red Robin.
Not robbers, Robin.
Oh.
You pick it, something that's easy for him to get.
Yeah, that's all we get is robbers here, man.
Count us down.
And what? Regular numbers?
In just numbers.
Just count numbers and add the word crackhead.
5, 4, 3, 2, crackheads. Let go. Trophy hoarder show where you won't get bored. I'm Beyonce, bored. I can't believe it made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Donnie D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, we some bastards. Cool, we just being nuts, no fuss. He be back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd. But listen to the show, you was still on top. Let me count a long way. Long way. Well, kind of soda. Let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 86. I am your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, doe, my trophy ho peepo? Oh, grammar, Trophy Horrors personnel.
And returning from the dead, Alex.
I got a question. Why do we always got to kill somebody off every time they're gone from a week of this show?
I don't know. It started 1 week when I missed an episode. I was killed off. They had to go back to the future to get me. And now it's just become tradition.
So now you have Parkinson's and you shake a lot.
Yes.
So next week when Phil's not on, are we going to kill him off?
He's going to die at the end of this episode.
Oh, we don't murder guests. Well, Tricky's a murderer.
I tell you who it is. It's that troublemaker NM Rain.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, Rain.
And that punk bitch, I yield to no one.
Rain is the trophy whore massacre.
All right, and you've heard his voice already, but if you are a frequenter of Proven Gamer podcast, you are aware of this gentleman. He is the host of the DCUO show, which is Saving the World, one podcast at a time. He is Mr. Philosophy.
How's it going, everybody? Thank you guys for having me on the show. Again, shout out to all the mother lovers. And real quick, because I didn't say this, everybody support Extra Life. It's coming right around the corner. Shit is going to be huge. 24 hours of DCUO from yours truly. Get on board. Let's go.
I might have to buy a Legendary subscription for that day.
Oh, shout out. And Legendary subscribers get DLC 5 early tomorrow.
Yeah, but they're not going to hear this until Monday, so...
That's all right.
You'll be a couple days late.
Still have it before everybody else because they don't get that shit until, what, Wednesday? I don't know. You still got it. You're good.
Say they get it 4 days ago.
Yeah, we're good. We still get it early. It's Monday. You still got it. You're fine. It's all good.
All right. Donnie, a good friend of the show, I was talking to you the other day, stopped listening to the show. You know, I figured I'd bring it up to you since you shout him out every single week. You know, Mr. Awesome J95. He doesn't listen to the show anymore, so it is my duty to tell you that you are not allowed to shout him out any week anymore because he don't love you anymore.
Why don't he love me no more?
I don't know. I was talking to him. He popped up on Skype for the first time the other day, and I was like, yo. He goes, yo, I haven't even listened since the PlayStation Network hack.
Holy shit.
So he hasn't gotten to hear my dulcet, beautiful tones?
He has not listened in over a year.
He don't even know who you are.
But oh, that's outrageous.
But I told him that you give him a shout-out every single week, and he's like, damn it, I haven't heard one of them? I said, guess not.
I'm going to make him love me.
I'm going to make you love me.
All right, let's go into our updated trophy counts. I am level 22, total trophies of 4,126, and 30 plats. Alex, what are you looking at, buddy?
Well, I'm so glad you to ask. Level 18, total trophy count is 2,879, and platinums is 29. Not a whole lot changing with my trophy counts from week to week.
Yeah, now it's been a couple weeks. I gotta ask, how's the Metal Gear Solid progress?
Well, it's not going to go any further because I actually sold the game.
No! What? Oh my
God.
Why the hell would you do that?
Well, it's I did it just to get a little bit of extra cash.
You don't sell that. You sell that other crap. You
sell
the
kidney before you sell the Metal Gear games.
Oh, you guys on guest for this week. Holy shit.
My goodness. I am not going back to the future and waste any more plutonium on you to get you back from the dead.
He's not getting Parkinson's to get that game back, so.
Phil, you said something about we brought on the wrong host. Why? You going to shit on Metal Gear?
I fucking hate Metal Gear Solid, dude.
Metal Gear Solid.
All right, Donnie, what are your trophies looking like, buddy?
Level 21 still. Close to 22. 3957 and 52 plats.
He took a trophy away from himself.
Yeah, he just did. I just noticed that. I was like, what?
I took a trophy?
Yeah.
3958, but who's counting?
It was Donnie so used to be messing with his trophies that he just took away one himself.
Oh. Okay, well, yeah. Well, people who listen to the show, once again, never mind my trophy. Just pay attention to the plats, because I know those are right.
All right, and Phil, what are you looking at, buddy?
Again, another reason why you definitely picked the wrong guest. People who pay attention to the show must not realize that I do not have many trophies. I am level 9.
Phil, we had Jeff Hanna on, and Jeff Hanna has no trophies.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he did have one, but he
don't say that, because then he's going to get angry, because he doesn't want anyone to know that he has a trophy.
He had one trophy, and then he formatted the dev kit, and it erased itself and never synced it up to Sony, so technically he still has zero.
Station personnel, I demand you take away my one trophy right now, or it's going to be some trouble.
Well, I'm sitting at level 9 with a trophy count of 572 and zero platinums, and I don't even have the one for DCUO, so that shows how much I fucking get trophies.
Oh, your listeners are going to be disappointed in
you. No, they won't. They all know this.
What keep you from getting a plat in DCUO?
Because I only play one character. There is a story behind my character, and I play that game the way it was meant to be played, like a role-playing game. I am who I am. I am philosophy.
Hey, I understand that method. To play the way it's supposed to be played, picking one character and having to play with 50 other ones just to one trophy. Hey, I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not beat. That's too much work. Tricky did it, and then he never played the game again. So look where that got him.
But you will be happy to know, Phil, you're not the lowest trophies on the show. That was Amigo.
Thank God. Oh yes. What?
You got more trophies than Amigo.
Amigo, I'm looking at you, bro.
Amigo just got sniped.
I'm actually trying to look up his trophies right now to see exactly how many trophies he's got.
Aw, you call him out and he ain't even here. I know, just like a tricky.
Hey, guys, what about me? I'm Amigo.
I thought you just said right there, did you say Amigo? I'm Amigo?
I'm Amigo.
Because I thought you said Mamma Mia, and I was going to ask if he was Italian.
Mamma Mia! No, because I'll take this show Andrew Dice Clay and we'll start getting crazy. I don't want to get too overly racist.
Okay, clearly Amigo has to change his name to Mamma Mia Snipe now.
Amigo is level 5 with 158 total trophies.
At least
he has one plat.
He does not have a plat.
I tried to help you.
He's got 4 gold though.
Said that shit like it was an achievement. No, all right, let's get around.
4 gold trophies does not equal a platinum.
Not at all.
It's not even 4 golds in a regular game.
All right, let's move on to what we're playing. Phil, it's probably a stupid question, but what have you been playing, buddy?
Surprisingly enough, not DCUO.
What? Your fans are going to be so disappointed in you.
It won't be. It's for a reason. I stopped playing for a little bit. I just jumped back on. Everybody who knows me from the show knows that I'm back on, and they are pretty much just all scared. Nobody has signed on anymore because I'm back.
That's gay.
He's taking the Nimbus role right there.
I'm playing Skyrim. I'm also playing Sleeping Dogs like crazy.
Oh, how you like Sleeping Dogs?
It's like a weird mix of Just Cause, Saints Row, and it's just weird. It's just weird.
I like it, man. It's a great game.
Yeah, I like it. It's different.
You know, the weird thing about that Sleeping Dogs is a lot of people are saying it's a great game, but yet it's only sold 178,000 copies.
That doesn't mean it's not a great game.
I think it's
great,
like
great games don't always sell really well.
It's like RoboCop, dude. Like, you know, the movie didn't do like amazing numbers, but it will go down in history as one of those cult hits. You know what I mean? Everybody fucking loves RoboCop.
Yeah, but if the game doesn't sell, that means they're not going to make a sequel to it.
So you want them to make a what? Have you watched RoboCop 2, RoboCop 3? Those movies sucked butt.
You know,
you want to make them another Sleeping Dogs? What is it going to be, Waking Dogs?
No, you know what? Now that I thought about it, I was like, what I just said doesn't even make sense because they're making another Naughty Bear.
I was about to say, thank y'all. Just about to bring up that, and that's painful right there.
That exact example, Donnie, Naughty Bear.
Yes, they.
You were going to mention that too.
Yeah, because that's what I mentioned when I hosted.
You and Tricky on the same wavelength there?
I don't know. It's freaking me out, and I don't
like
it.
Are you guys wearing the same shirts? Did memos go out today?
I'm wearing a shirt Donnie can't own.
I'm afraid to ask what that shirt is.
It's the Sons of Big Boss shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, I don't want it now anyway. It'd be like a hospital gown.
That's a reference to Metal Gear, isn't it?
Yes.
Fuck that shirt.
Oh, this shirt's banging, bro.
All right, that was an awkward pause to talk about.
Because no one knew what to say after Tricky said, "It's banging, bro." All
right, Alex, what have you been playing, buddy?
Well, since getting back from vacation, I've been playing a lot. I mean, since getting back from being killed, I've been playing a lot. First thing I played was Walking Dead Episode 3, and I really, really enjoyed that again. The Walking Dead is great game. It's great so far. I can't recommend it highly enough. I really enjoyed I think number 2 is my favorite episode so far, but this episode, Episode 3, had a lot of had some really tough decisions, so it's really good at tugging at your heartstrings. So I've also been playing a little bit of Darksiders 2. I started that before I went on vacation, and I'm just kind of going through. I'm through Act 1 now, so I just got to the Tree of Life, and I gotta say, I'm not having as much fun with Darksiders 2 as I was with Darksiders 1. I don't know if I like it as much. It just seemed to me like the game's bloated. Like they threw a whole bunch of stuff on there that like they took a bunch of popular ideas from gaming and just threw it in there. And I don't think it made the game better. Like the loot drop system seems really stupid because all the weapons seem alike, and you just get a weapon every time you pretty much kill any enemy. It's just too much. That's just too much micromanagement for me. And the game doesn't seem as focused. It's like the first game you were on a very narrow path and you just went through, you know, the dungeons and you went through the story. This one you can go off to the side and do other missions. It just doesn't seem as focused, and I don't like that it's more open worldy. I just don't like. I'm too early in the game to say if I like it, if I to judge whether I like it or not. But I'm not having it. It didn't like the first Darksiders. I liked it right away, and that's not happening with this one. So I'm wondering if they just threw way too much of the kitchen sink in there.
You can take Darksiders and throw that in my Metal Gear hat because fuck Darksiders. No. But continue.
No, we will not continue.
We will continue, Donnie. You wait your turn. All right.
You speak when spoken to. You hear me?
All right, we'll let you get your anger out, Donnie. But the last thing I've been playing is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Amazing. Brand
free for PlayStation Plus. I'm a big beat 'em up fan, and I like how it's like a love letter to like gaming fans. Like it's got all like you're on like the Super Mario 3 or Super Mario World map when you're progressing through the game, and I like, you know, that you can buy items and upgrade your stats and stuff. The soundtrack is amazing. I bought some of the songs when the game first came out, and I didn't actually buy the game, so the soundtrack is really good. My only problem with that game is that like the movement, like the character movement, feels really stiff. Like you can be sitting there punching someone, and like it feels like it takes too much effort to turn around. It's not as quick, and it's not it. that it just feels kind of slowed and too stiff for me when I can play like Castle Crashers or even some Super Nintendo brawlers and the, it feels more responsive. I don't mean
to just chime in, but like you know, also when making contact, like when you punch somebody, I don't know if you feel the same way, but like when I punch somebody in that game, I always feel like I'm missing them. Like I feel like I'm on this weird like line where I actually have to line it up perfectly just to actually hit them. I don't know.
No, maybe I totally agree with that, because when I'm standing next to somebody, like I'll be punching them, and like that's the whole thing, because like I'll have to reposition myself, like turn around and reposition myself if I'm standing right by them, like even if I should be hitting them, just to make sure that I'm, you know, like I'm in that perfect spot to hit them, and it's really
annoying.
Yeah, so it's I mean, it's, and also that game is really hard. Like even on the lowest setting, it's harder than it should be.
Hard as fuck.
Yeah, because like obviously brawlers, like the coin-op brawlers back in the day, they wanted to suck money out of you, like with The Simpsons, so they made it hard. But with a home video game, like it should be enjoyable, and like even in like with two players, it's kind of hard sometimes. So I don't know, that game got really good scores, and there are definitely some really good points about it, the music and just that kind of whole feel of it.
The movie is hard.
But as far as a brawler goes, there's really, really good brawlers out there. I mean, Castle Crashers is light years better than Scott Pilgrim.
Aren't they adding online multiplayer?
They are, yeah. They were actually going to do that earlier, like like a few weeks ago or like last month, but something went wrong and they pushed it back. So they're adding online multiplayer, I think.
That's going to be the fucking bee's knees.
Yeah, if you release a brawler like that without online multiplayer, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's especially these days. Go get a fucking job. Sorry.
All right. Well, that's what I've been playing. So I've actually been playing a lot, so.
Very nice. Tricky Mink obviously died, too. Turns out I've taken over the show.
I'm here. I'm just letting you guys talk.
I'm the host.
No, fuck you, bitch.
Now,
you didn't want to be host earlier, and now you get offended when Phil wants to be host?
I'm not letting one of my hosts take over the show.
You guys cut it out before one of y'all start crying.
Don, you sound like you're...
Don, are you talking from under a rock?
For all those that don't remember, let's just get something clear. A long time ago, there might have been something known as the Community Voice Network, you know, something like that. And there was a little show called Trophy Whores that just so happened to appear on that network.
Yes.
Who happened to run that network?
You did.
Okay. So whose hoe is who?
I heard a bee.
But let's get a little deeper into that conversation, shall we?
Okay. All right, this ought to be good, listeners.
Where's the CVN right now?
That is dead due to me.
And who has taken over the role and taken Proven Gamer far further than the CVN has ever been?
Well, we didn't make a website. That's not my fault.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to make a website. I don't want to do your job. Your job sucks.
And now who hosts your show?
Very true. Who edits your show? Not me. Donnie. Donnie, edit out all his shit.
All right, Donnie, what have you been playing?
You get it, dude.
Donnie, what have you been playing, buddy?
I gave that piece of a crap Double Dragon a try.
That game is fucking horrible.
Talk about, you guys are talking about all the slowness and the missing and Scott.
Double Dragon. How many times did I have to come on here on Trophy Wars and shout about how terrible that game looks?
Dude, if you play it, please, just so you can experience what I experienced. The game is the slowest moving game I ever played. And I'm not just talking about fighting. I'm talking about generally moving from one side of the screen to the next. I pushed the dash button. It took him 3 seconds to take off running. And then the run was so slow. The game sucks on many levels. And
AARP.
Double Dragon. Oh, it really sucks. And Scott Pilgrim. I didn't play the full game yet, but I did play the demo. And yeah, it is Scott a pretty... Pilgrim? I played a demo. I got the game downloaded. I just didn't play the full game yet, but I do like it. So that's why I did it.
You never played it before it came out for Plus?
I played the demo.
Never mind. All right, what have I been playing?
Oh, I'm still playing Ratchet too, man.
Well, nobody cares about you anymore.
Damn.
Exactly. This is what I get And then
hey, Donnie, I care what you've been playing. Have you been playing Ratchet game? Have you been playing? Have you been playing Up Your Arsenal? That's my one of my favorite Ratchet games. My second favorite, probably.
I haven't yet to get to that yet. I'm saving that for later. I'm sorry. I want to get to it because I want to see what that multiplayer is all about. The online.
No, not at all. What are you fucking crazy?
No, thank you.
Oh, is not that? It's not there? Just, they don't have it?
Just do single player Ratchet.
Act as if multiplayer is not there.
Oh, you guys scared me. Okay. So I'm going to stick with two there until I work my way up to three. I won't rush it then. Yeah, so in that, and I think it was something else I was playing. Oh, that Darksiders, which I will be putting in the mail probably tomorrow.
It sucks.
You're not even going to give it a shot.
I gave it a shot all the way up till I got my gun, and then I don't want to play it anymore. Because like what Alice just said, I kill someone, I get a new weapon, and the weapon sucks. I kill the next guy, I get a new weapon, that weapon's okay. I kill someone, I get a new weapon, that weapon suckier than the most. And I just keep grabbing stuff, and none of it really matters, the stuff that I'm grabbing.
I'm not even going to get involved in the conversation with you two, because you just don't understand the point of the loot system.
You just told me when I was talking that the loot system you agreed with me when I said the loot system was stupid.
Well, I would like to hold on. I would like to hear Tricky's explanation of the loot system.
It just like in an MMO, you use the weapons to you can sell them back to the the vendors, and you can get higher and upgraded weapons either through Volgrim or whatever vendor happens to be out in that section. So you upgrade, you use those weapons to mold them in. What's the word for when you do it in MMO? When you take two weapons, you put them together, synthesize or
combine. Yeah. Let's go with combine.
You combine them and you make better weapons. So just because you get one piece of shit weapon and another piece of shit weapon, you put them together and it makes one fucking awesome weapon.
DCUO fans, if you are listening to this, to hear me on it, to hear these guys listen to the show, that does not apply to our game, so don't listen to what the fuck he's talking about, because that is a bullshit lie. But continue.
Anyway.
The gameplay is everywhere, too, man. I don't really care for that.
Now, hold on, Tricky. When you say you can combine weapons to make them better, you mean you can feed certain weapons to the possessed weapons to make them better?
That, too.
You can break down weapons to feed... I didn't even get that far.
There's certain weapons that are possessed that you can sacrifice weapons to the possessed weapon and make the possessed weapon much stronger.
That's interesting. I need to contact Maps. Holy shit. DCUO, we're going to start putting weapons in weapons. Get ready. It's coming. Update 19. Swear to God. I'll make happen.
Does that kind of work?
Or you'll say Maps' real name on the show?
Ted Stone.
Does that kind of work the same way putting bullets in a chamber? Putting that weapon into it.
And I have been playing a bunch of games. I've been playing a little Rock Band Blitz, playing a little Rock Band 3. I've been playing Darksiders 2, of course. Zen Pinball on the PS3 and on the Vita. What, you don't like Zen Pinball there, Phil?
Let me guess, you've been playing the Plants vs. Zombies table, haven't you?
No, I did buy it, but I haven't. I played it like twice.
I don't know you. I have played that table, and it's really fun. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fun, but I'm playing other tables because Rain thinks he's a smartass and sneaking up on my scores on the other ones. So just when he gets close enough, I go in, kill my score, put my score higher just to, give him a little bit more hope.
See, here's the thing that I don't get. Like, I see these scores online, like 160 million on those Zen pinball tables.
That's because they have no life.
How do you sit there and do that?
Because they have no life.
Like, you have to play
that's
that game.
Acid.
Like, and that's like a score in one round. So that's like one table. Like how?
For three balls.
The same way that I put
you can earn more balls, but
it's the same way that I put 472 hours into Skyrim within a single year, probably with ease, and most of the time. Actually, just recently I slept maybe a day out of an entire week and played DCUO the entire time. That's how I do it.
Don't sleep. Y'all guys sound just like Cartman when he was down there with World of Warcraft in the basement.
Damn right. I got my mom picking up my shit. I actually just recently invested in diapers. And yeah, you know, just waste time. It's great.
Got some Depends.
Don't sleep.
Got some Depends.
Well, I'm small enough to fit into children's diapers, so I save a little bit of money. I just wear all my son's old diapers, so it works out.
All right, let's get into our topics. First topic we have is Resident Evil 6 is getting exclusive DLC to the 360 that's going to be time exclusive. Donnie and Alex, this is the game you guys want to talk about, so why don't one of you guys lead us into this?
Alex, you go ahead, because I'm confused about the timed exclusive. What do they mean by time exclusive?
The same way that they mean, same way with Skyrim. That means you're never going to get it.
No, Donnie, it means like Call of Duty, where it's going to come out on the Xbox 360 first, and after a certain amount of time, it's going to launch on the PS3.
Crap.
Yeah. So basically, what they are doing, it's three multiplayer game modes: Survivors, Predator, and Siege. And one of the explanations of each from Joystick here are Survivors mode is the last man standing versus mode. Killed players actually respawn as enemies, though. So, and if they were actually able to kill two humans, they those killed players are regenerated. Then you got Predator mode. And you've got humans trying to survive against like some giant beast. It's called the Ustanak. So it's you're basically all the players are fighting against one monster. And Siege mode, each team's trying to protect and eliminate a non-player character. So you're basically just going to be hunting after one person, I believe. So, Donnie, you don't seem too happy and thrilled about the fact that this is time exclusive.
Heck no, man. Mainly because that's stupid. For any exclusive, for any game, period, let alone just this one.
Well, why do you think it's stupid? Like, as a PlayStation fan, like, as someone who owns a PS3, I don't like it. It sucks because I would, you know, obviously we get the content later while people with 360s are playing it.
Exactly. That's why, because I want to play it when I get it, or well, when they release it. And then it's 360. They should not have anything above station.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Like, first of all,
I'm just waiting for Phil to get involved in this.
All right, we'll let Phil rant after this. Donnie, did you play the multiplayer modes for Resident Evil 5?
Yeah, and it was
how,
all
how often?
I played it for a really long time, but the only thing that made me stop is because I pretty much got the plat, and I did play it still well after that. But the thing is, what was so entirely stupid to me, which I kind of hope that Resident Evil 5 would have fixed it just for online play, even if they didn't fix it for the single player, was you stand there. Say I'm playing against you. If I find you, we find each other, we run up into each other, and we just shoot until somebody fall. That's the only thing I didn't like about it. It's like,
see, I wasn't really a big fan of Mercenaries. I didn't play that too much. Because I don't like the fact I don't like timed stuff, like we have to chain together kills to increase your time, and I didn't like that. Like, if you give me like 30 minutes or like 10 minutes and say, okay, here, go, you know, do this,
massacre,
go after each other, two
massacre.
Teams going after each other, capture the fight, whatever, that's fine. But I don't like this, like, okay, you have a very small amount of time, now you got to extend it by chaining all these kills. I didn't like that very much. So I'm interested to see and actually get a chance to play these multiplayer modes and see if I like them any better. But the main thing about Resident Evil 6 is the story, like the single player game and the co-op through the campaign. So that's what I'm most excited about. So as long as and you know, I'll be playing that for a long time afterwards, because I replayed Resident Evil 5 like 5 times. I played each chapter probably like 20 times. So
yeah, same here. Like, yeah, I got played an excessive amount of time. I got buku money in Resident Evil 5, like in the millions.
Oh yeah, and like all the best weapons, all the powered up weapons, infinite rocket launcher. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I mean, but if you're Microsoft, obviously you get it's all about having like offering the best things to your customers, and you know, damn it, Tricky, you threw me off.
How did I throw you off by typing something?
God, I see this little thing pop up.
Freaking Tricky, always tricking with somebody.
All right, well, Donnie, say what you were going to say, because you started something. I was cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
Say about the, yeah, that's my main thing. I'm actually not looking forward to the online play, even though since it's there and I have, you know, experienced it with 5, you know, it would be cool to get it all at the same time. You know, I really don't care about us getting it first. If we was to get it, I don't really care about that. I prefer we both get it at the same time, because to me, that just really stupid. I don't understand why they do things like that. And it's as far as
you, I mean, you know why they're doing stuff like that, because Capcom does it because Microsoft gives them some money. Probably they give them some incentive to release it first on Xbox 360.
And then Microsoft. Can I please step in here now? Because you were just going to go on the point that I was going to start on.
No, you can't.
I'm sorry. I'm going to do it anyway. that is the sole reason why this is happening. I honestly, for one, totally agree with you guys. I would prefer that Resident Evil 6 have the timed exclusive on a Sony platform. I feel Resident Evil games started on Sony platforms. I know that, you know, they moved around, things happen, but I feel like Sony was the primary, you know, console that brought Resident Evil to where it is now. And I really don't see that, you know, I just feel weird about that. Other games, you know, Skyrim, you guys got fucked over like crazy with Dawnguard, and you guys didn't even get to look at Hearthfire, which is whatever about that. That's house building. But the whole shit just revolves around money. It's who's going to pay the biggest bucks to hold on to that content first. So that's really it. And I just wanted to touch on the multiplayer modes. I fucking hate Resident Evil games with anything multiplayer online. Some people like it. I prefer Resident Evil 6 to be either a co-op story or just a single-player story game. That's all I want it for. I'm not worried about Survivor, Predator, and Siege mode. I think the Ustinak thing is cool because he looks very intimidating. He's a crazy-looking guy. But at the same time, I'm not interested in that. I just want to play Resident Evil 6. I want to know what the fuck is going on with Leon, Chris, if Claire changed her hair color back, the whole nine. You know, I want to see if Mila Jovovich.
Hair color?
Yeah, brother. She only turned blonde when she was evil. I don't know what the fuck happened with that. It had nothing to do with that little spider on her chest. What the fuck happened with her hair?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was retarded. It was like, he was like, listen, bitch, change your hair color. But the only other thing is, I really have a funny feeling that due to the fact that the Resident Evil movies are now introducing characters, I would not be surprised if you guys saw an Alice in the multiplayer.
Oh,
now, just take that
God.
With a grain of salt. Take that with a grain of salt, but I can guarantee that. She
what
will
the
be
heck?
Somewhere
it, wait,
in
wait,
there.
Take it with a grain of salt, but you guarantee it?
Take it with a grain of salt.
Dude, why are you implanting that? You know they listen to this show, man.
Hey, I'm telling you. You're going to see Mila Jovovich.
Don't
even Paul W.S. Anderson, who creates those, who directs those movies, excuse me, he will probably make an appearance in the game. It's going to happen. I'm telling you it's going to happen. And did anybody see Leon Kennedy in the movie?
See. Mike Epps will make up here, too.
What the fuck is going on? And how the fuck is Barry still alive? Oh, I'm sorry. So
you are asking the wrong person, because I have not seen any of the Resident Evil movies.
Barry the Beast, that's why.
He died in the first game. What the fuck?
He didn't die. He was in the helicopter with him.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
No, he came
back. They resurrected him for the movie, just like we do for people on the show.
No, even without the movie, and at the end of one, he was in the helicopter when they all escaped. And I recall, I might be wrong, but I believe he the one saved Jill in Resident Evil 3 at the end with a helicopter or whatever flying object they had.
The only other problem I have with Barry is that they got the guy who's playing the Blob from X-Men Origins to play Barry, which is really confusing now because I can't discern whether he's the Blob or he's Barry. So is the Blob in the new Resident Evil movie? That would be interesting. That would throw people off. But yeah, I kind of agree with you guys on your point, though. I would really like to see them stop with this time exclusive shit in general for all games. But for Resident Evil, I feel like Sony should be the ones to have the exclusive time DLC when it comes to this game.
Yeah, and I guess you would feel the same way if it were, say, Final Fantasy. Fantasy started out on Nintendo platforms, but it really got big on the PlayStation platform.
Exactly.
Why is you bringing Final Fantasy crap into this?
Before we move on, Phil was getting into it there, but I mean, this is the nature of the beast. I mean, this is something we see throughout the gaming industry, because the PlayStation 3 has gotten exclusive and time exclusive DLC for stuff like Assassin's Creed and Batman, Arkham Asylum. And then you've got, you know, Call of Duty getting time exclusive stuff on 360, and then Homefront got some exclusive stuff. So, I mean, this is just the way the game industry works now.
It's the nature of the beast.
But don't you guys think that it's really stupid for them to do that? I mean, because in this way, I mean, you can look at it one or two ways. You can either say Microsoft is throwing money away by getting this exclusive content that's eventually going to go to the PS3. So anybody that really wants the content is just going to have to wait a little longer. But I understand their reason, because they can advertise, oh, go buy the 360 version of this game because you'll get our content first. But in reality, all people got to do...
Well, see, here's the thing about that, Tricky. Like, a lot of people associate... Like, you'll see commercials for, like, Call of Duty, and it'll have, like, an Xbox symbol after, like, an Xbox logo around it. And people associate, if they can get content first on there, like, if they don't go to blogs every day or go to video game websites, they'll start associating that game with primarily one platform.
I understand that. But don't you look at it's them throwing their money away? Because, I mean, look, I know there are naive people out there that goes... But anybody that's in the industry, and people getting in the industry and going to these sites and going to Proven Gamer and IGN and all this other stuff, there's more and more people are popping up like this. And eventually the knowledge is going to get out there. So to me, it's Microsoft throwing away money for no reason.
If Microsoft were stupid, their company would have crumbled long ago. So if they keep doing this, then obviously they're getting something out of it. They wouldn't just keep paying for DLC. And entering into these deals for exclusive time exclusive content if it wasn't benefiting them. And they're only doing it for the biggest games. Call of Duty, Resident Evil. I mean, the last Resident Evil game sold like more than 5 million easily. So, I mean, why, if they're making these decisions, you know, clearly they're doing it for a reason still.
All right. You know, that's just my personal
opinion. I see your point there, because if you're a PlayStation fan, you know, it's going to be like, okay, we have to wait just a little bit longer. It sucks, but we have to wait just a little bit longer. But, I mean, I can't imagine they're just saying, all right, well, here's some extra cash. Let's just throw it away for no reason.
Also, the only thing that I'll say is, and I mentioned this just for a quick bit before, but God forbid, and I don't wish this on the system, but what happens in a case like Skyrim? Like, look how much problems they're having just getting Dawnguard onto PSN. You know, God forbid that happened with Resident Evil 6 DLC. Like, what
the fuck? That's a problem with the developers. That's not, like, there's no way, because it happened with EA and the Orange Box and like, you know, Valve used to say that it was, you know, a waste of their time to develop for the PS3. That's with the developer. That's not with, like...
Well, in the case of Dawnguard, didn't I hear just recently that Sony has actually stepped in to try to help them fix the problem because they can't fix it on their own?
Yes.
Very true, but this is already after Dawnguard's release plus another DLC's release.
So,
okay, you know what I mean?
Like, so let me ask you this. If Sony turned around and said, okay, we got the problem fixed, everybody gets this DLC for free, do you think that would make up for it?
Oh, totally. Especially in the case of Dawnguard. Like, fuck Hearthfire, but Dawnguard itself... Well, if they course, gave yeah. that for free?
Free DLC, yeah. Everyone would love that.
That would blow everyone's mind.
I mean, them turn around and saying, listen, we know it took a while. We got the problem fixed. Here you go. Boom.
Or even at a reduced price, you know what I mean? That would even be good for me. Because that was an expensive piece of content. So, you know, I would totally agree with that. That would be extremely awesome.
But I don't think we really have to worry about, you know, Resident Evil 6's DLC not working with the PS3 or having issues with the PS3, because I mean, Capcom has proven that they can do a good job of developing for the system. Like, I didn't have any troubles with like Resident Evil 5 and, you know, Street Fighter contents on PS3. So I mean, I don't think they'll have any issues with it. I don't foresee that.
Cross your fingers.
All right. Well, speaking of DLC and add-on content, let's talk about the top 20 games of the month for the PlayStation Network. Top in the list of the top 20 PSN and PS3 full game downloads were Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, The Walking Dead Episode 3, Madden 13, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater HD, and Sound Shapes.
Oh, hold on, wait. Can you actually count The Walking Dead as a full game?
It's a PSN game, yes.
They just cut it up in episodes.
Yeah, so... basically is a piece of a full game.
Well, the episode 1 and 2 show up as 6 and 9 on the chart. I mean, it's still all one game.
Oh, yeah, I'm just...
I mean, some other notables on here was number 12 was Grand Theft Auto 4, 14 was Batman Arkham City, 16 was Expendables 2...
Which should not have been on the list.
17
not at all. Not at fucking all.
17 was Rock Band Blitz. 19 was Infamous Festival of Blood. And number 20 was Payday the Heist.
But wait. Expendables is on the list, but not only is it on the list, it's not number 20.
But you know why it's on this list? And to be real, it's because they had their summer promotion where if you bought all four games, you got a certain number off. I guarantee you people bought the game just to get the extra money off the games.
Well, I gotta wonder it's if not that with that extra money back, would that have made the game free or close to free?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, I think what you mean? They
giving like $10 back or something?
Yeah, I think you still would have paid $5 for it.
I wonder if the game has easy trophies.
Well,
if you bought it for that.
Plus, it was actually $11.99, so you would have paid $2 for the game.
Yeah, and if there's easy trophies, of course people are going to buy it.
Right.
It's not easy trophies because it's hard to even sit and play.
Who wants to play as an old, crazy face Sylvester Stallone? The only person who is of interest to me within that movie realm, playing the game? Terry Crews. Fuck
Jason
Terry.
Jason and Terry, yes.
I want to see Terry Crews with that big-ass gun just slaughtering people.
That was probably one of my favorite parts of the first movie is when they're in the underground fighting towards the end on the island, and Terry Crews comes in with his massive gun, just blows people away like a tornado.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you want to play a game where Jet Li's in it, go play fucking Sleeping Dogs because it's a better game. Not to – don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to be racist. But
that was
but you kind of are.
If you want martial arts, if you want good fighting, a good story, the whole nine based, you know, something around, you know, Asian culture, things like that, I would go with Sleeping Dogs.
But what if I want Chuck Norris?
Well, if he's in the fucking game, then that's the only reason why it's on this list.
Because of Chuck Norris.
There are three things here, like four things on here that I just kind of want to point out. One, Batman Arkham City is still on the list because that was my favorite game last year, so it's nice to see that still selling well. And you've got Journey at number 8. I still need to buy Journey, but I'm really glad to see that game's sticking around towards the top. And then Infamous Festival of Blood, that has been out for almost a year now. It's still on the list. Has anyone played that? Because I've thought about buying it before. Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's
really good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's definitely. You actually don't even need Infamous 2 to play it. It's a standalone DLC.
Yeah, and that's I like it because there's like good. Maybe one set of collectibles, but for me, my big hang up on Infamous is that you have this giant world to roam around in, and you've got story missions, and then you've got all these side missions to do, and I can't stand that. I'm kind of a completionist, so when I see all of that, it drives me crazy.
Well,
I have to do
in Infamous 2, it actually was a lot easier to find all of them, because I think once you got half of them, a sensor went off and showed you where the other half were.
Correct.
So it actually got a lot easier in Infamous 2 to find all the collectibles.
My only issue with this list in terms of the top 5 is how Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD beat out Sound Shapes.
I haven't played Sound Shapes, but I heard it's pretty good.
It's really, really good.
But you know, Tony Hawk probably is up there because of the nostalgia factor more than anything.
I'm sorry, but that game is not what it was. No way.
It'd be number 4.
No way. Tony Hawk's old ass paid them off. That was it.
No, but and maybe Phil's right that it doesn't hold up as well, but still, nostalgia is a pretty powerful selling factor. And people, I mean, if there's some love for that game, people are going to go out and buy it like crazy.
I bought it, but I'm saying it's just...
All right, the top 10 PlayStation Vita games off the PlayStation Network. I'm going to name all 10 because it goes real quick. Number 1, Sound Shapes. Number 2, Tabletop Tanks. Number 3, the Metal Gear HD Collection. Number 4, Madden 13. 5, Plants vs. Zombies. 6, Escape Plan. 7, Pure Chess. 8, Gravity Rush. 9, Pulsar. And 10, Tales from Space Mutant Blobs Attack.
What? No apps?
These are games, Donnie.
Donnie, get out of here with your app bullshit.
Now, I have been the only Vita owner on the show for quite a while. Can you back me up and say how do you feel about this list? Do you think this list properly represents the quality of the Vita games right now?
To an extent.
Move on.
Well, Resistance isn't on there, so that's a good start.
Well, Resistance, listen, hold up. Don't knock Resistance that much. Fuck out of here. Because honestly, that's a decent shooter for the system. I don't think that it should be on the top 10, but it's definitely a good shooter for
wait a minute. Hold on.
For what you have to qualify it for what a game the game has to offer?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Don't say it sucks that much.
It doesn't.
I don't play neither one of them. The first one turned me off, the rest of them.
It sucks a little bit. There's a little bit of shit in there that I don't want to do. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's a competent shooter for what that console has right now.
But that doesn't mean it's a good game.
I never said it should be on the top 10. You know what I mean?
It's the competent shooter on what that system has to offer. Like I don't think if the first thing you can say about a game is decent is that it's decent, that's all I need to hear.
I am obviously there the other somewhat shooter, what is it, Unit 13, that's supposed to be like the next SOCOM. Fuck that noise. It's not the next SOCOM. I don't give a shit what anybody says. But there isn't anything else really to compare it to at the point in time on the Vita, so I really can't be like, well, it's better than, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops, whatever the fuck they call it, Unclassified or Declassified.
Declassified.
Yeah. So there's not really to compare it to. Until that comes out, then I could speak more. But right now, I mean, that's all we got, and it does a decent job. It does what it was made to do.
Can we skip the next ones?
Well, and I'm sorry, but I just don't agree that Uncharted is not on this list, because that is a fucking fantastic Vita game.
Thank you.
Tales from Space Mutant Blobs Attack even being on this list, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. There's no way that it should be on this list.
Well, that's PSN sellers. I mean, a lot of people might have gone out and bought retail copies of Uncharted, but this is just the PSN downloadable games.
I'm just saying.
I don't have chess without checkers.
Moving on.
Actually,
before we move on, I just have a question, because this dawned on me this past week. You know, they're selling the Metal Gear HD collection, the Metal Gear Solid HD collection. Does anybody realize that none of the games in the Metal Gear Solid HD collection actually star Solid Snake? Because 2 was Raiden, 3 was Big Boss, and Peace Walker was Big Boss. None of them actually star Solid Snake.
Correct. You got me.
Okay, because it's only 2 games that star Snake anyway. That's in all the games,
right? But if you're gonna sell a Metal Gear Solid HD collection, don't you think one of the games should at least have starred Solid Snake?
Is it Metal Gear Solid Snake? Is that the title?
What it is, because that's the reason why Metal Gear Rising is not Metal Gear Solid Rising anymore. It's now Metal Gear Rising. They took Solid out of the title because it has nothing to do with Solid Snake.
Well, I mean, they had that when they named those games Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, they had the name recognition. So
that's fine. But no, but if you're going to do the HD collection, throw in 1 or throw in 4 somehow.
But even though I like Snake more than all of them, but out of all the Metal Gear games that's been out, 4, 5, 6, you only play with Snake twice. Okay, no. Take that back. If you include the Nintendo versions,
I didn't want to start a conversation about this. I just thought that was weird. I do agree to your point.
And I also see why I don't understand why they wouldn't put the original Metal Gear Solid within that HD collection, especially for the Vita. You know what I mean? They could have easily done that. They could have easily crossed it over, especially now with the dual analog sticks. That would have been fucking fantastic with that. So
it wouldn't have been HD, though.
right, we are going to skip the list a little bit here, Donnie. We're actually going to go down to the top five PS1 classics sold. Number one was Final Fantasy VII. Number two was The Legend of Dragoon.
Fuck you, Stash.
Number three was Final Fantasy IX. Number four is Crash Bandicoot. And number five is Final Fantasy VIII.
Excuse me.
That is a boot. Go ahead.
Just real quick. Was Final Fantasy IX with, what the fuck is this? With the gun blades?
No.
That was eight?
I think that was eight.
All right. Just make it sure.
But you know you can get all three of these Final Fantasies for $450.
Donnie, we're not going into this.
Yeah, bull crap.
No, well, the reason I'm skipping down to the list and actually talk about PS1 classes, because I think it's actually, you know, very weird. Well, not very weird, but just ironic that the Vita comes out with the patch that now lets you play PS1 classics on your Vita, and now all the popular PS1 classics are now jumping to the top of the list like this. Do you think that, you know, Phil, I'm going to go to you because you are a Vita owner, but do you think that's possibly why all these games are, you know, popping up to the top of the list now that they're getting available to be able to play on your Vita?
Totally. I would agree with you 100%. Honestly, in terms of a long, story-based, you know, just, you know, Final Fantasy VII, you know, that was, as much as I sometimes don't like Final Fantasy VII was a fucking fantastic game. So I could totally see why it's on there, especially for Vita owners.
Well, see, none of those PS1 classics are in the top 20 PSN and PS3 games.
Because those are PSN and PS3 full games. This is a different category. These games don't fall into the PSN games. These fall into PS1 classics.
Well, okay. Well, they used to release. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they used to release all the games together. So when Final Fantasy VII first came out, it was like the biggest, the best download for a month on the PSN, wasn't it?
No, because the list at that time was the top. Downloads off of it. It's just a different title list. You're just confusing the two because the other one was a total downloads where this is breaking down into each category of what they are.
Well, I'm assuming that the PSN is just games that's made just for the PSN.
Yeah, just
not
PlayStation
games.
Network exclusives.
Yeah, right. Not games that's been made and then added to the PSN.
Correct.
But yeah. it's also worth noting that three out of the top five games are Final Fantasy, and four out of the five were all made by Square Enix.
And I'm
four
sorry.
Four out of the five are in all caps letters.
Yes. I will say, I love Crash Bandicoot. I don't think it should be on this list.
Crash Bandicoot, 3. Crash Bandicoot 3 was better than Crash Bandicoot, by the way.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But
okay,
Crash Bandicoot 3 is not available for a PS1 classic for the Vita yet.
Oh, no. And that's, you know, that regardless, I'm just saying Crash Bandicoot should not be on this list. And I'm also kind of pissed because there was the page where they had, like, all the PS1 classics coming, you know, for Vita and shit.
Right.
And they had Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver. Some people don't like it. Some people do. I love that game, and I was so fucking upset that they did not put that on PS1 classics as of right now.
Before we move on, just if we can make it quick, am I the only one that think minis are... What's the point of them?
Minis are just a small game. It's think of it like a simple Android or iOS game.
That's why I don't understand why is that on the system. It's taking up space.
But there have been some good minis. Like I really enjoyed Monsters Probably Stole My Princess.
I'm not saying
from Mediatonic, but the thing I will say is that they haven't supported the minis that well, or at least haven't advertised them.
Well, the minis were always supposed to only be for the portable systems. They did make them available for the PS3, but they were only supposed to be small games that you can throw at the time on your PSP and now on your Vita. They weren't designed to be full games that, you know, full releases and saying, listen, we put our heart and soul into this and, you know, our company depends on whether or not you buy this. It was always supposed to be something small and simple and cheap for you just to kill time with when you're on the train or you're on the bus or something like that.
Well, I understand that. I'm not asking for a big, giant commercial on the Super Bowl, but do a post about the games on the PlayStation blog like they used to, because they used to do blogs about, like, Mediatonic when they released there was Who's That Flying or something? It was the game that came out after Monsters Probably Stole My Princess. I mean, do something like that. Like, do a blog post about it, but you never see anything about it anymore.
Yeah, there's really any advertisements unless it's something like the number one on that list. Angry Birds.
Yeah, that's the only thing you hear.
Which is weird because they're coming out with the Angry Birds collection on the 25th of this month for $40.
There was more what? Angry Birds?
Yep.
$40?
They are releasing a PS3 version of the Angry Birds collection. You're going to get Angry Birds, Angry Birds Rio, and Angry Birds... Seasons.
Oh, my God.
Those three games, all on a disc for $40.
Are these games made in the same... How can I say this?
They're not upgraded. The only thing that they added to the game was trophies.
I'm just saying, are these games made in the same method of the rock bands? Is nothing new, just new songs?
Yep.
Yes, basically.
They're going to be really fucking angry because they're not getting my money.
Well, I mean, in reality, you can get all three Angry Bird games on the Android for free. But even if you get the paid versions, they're only 99 cents a piece. So you're paying $3 for an Android version of the game, but you're going to pay $40 for a PS3 or Xbox 360 version of the game?
In reality, screw that.
And you're not even getting Angry Bird Space with it. Because that will probably be Mid-Pieces DLC
you
later.
You ain't getting space. Oh, move on.
All right, speaking of moving on. You know, we were talking about how the PS1 classics now be able to play on a Vita due to a firmware update. Well, your PS3 has also received a firmware update in the version 4.25. There's really not much with this firmware update, but the biggest thing is now if you are a PlayStation Plus subscriber, your maximum online storage capacity has gone from 250 megabytes all the way up to a total of 1 gig. That's a huge jump.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have that much space, but like even with 150 megabytes, we're talking save files. So they're not that big, and even before, I wasn't even close to running out of space.
Well, it depends on what game you play, because I was actually running out of space, but I play a lot of games that use multiple save files. I mean, I don't know how many of our listeners or how many of you guys actually go in and look at your save files, but one game could... You know, pop up 7 different files.
Well, how big is each one? How big is each DCO, one of those files?
Well, in the case of DCUO, I think Phil, you might have to back me up on this, but I think I used almost 100 megabytes in all my DCUO files.
Correct.
That's
you're 100% correct. It's ridiculous. But again, that's an MMO, so like something like that would be expected. It's like a mass scale game, and there is a lot of data, especially when you have there's a lot of shit.
Well, I got something to say about this because I used my save, the cloud save, for the very first time about 2.5 weeks ago, maybe.
Is this the same time you got mugged 2.5 times?
Well, Donnie, how long have you had PlayStation Plus, and this is just now the first time you're using?
He's had it since Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, and I used because I never. I didn't use it because for the simple fact that I just knew that I wasn't going to get it again, because at least not with my own money. But I didn't want to put anything in there and then end up not using the service anymore, and all my stuff is on there and I can't get it.
Well, you can keep it on your PlayStation, but then copy it to the cloud so you can have it in both places.
No, that's what I was about to get into, because I'm kind of disappointed I did this, but when my system was, you know, giving me the biz when I only play games when it felt like it, I thought something was wrong with it, and I said, you know what, I backed up on my game data, and I was playing Sleeping Dogs at the time, and this is a whole nother show. I wish, remind me to talk about it next week, about copy-protected games, but Sleeping Dogs is copy-protected. You can't copy. But
Vanquish is too.
So is Rock Band.
And to me, that's stupid, but that's another next
week
on
that one.
That's
up to the publishers.
Next week on that one. But I backed up my data, and I just figured like maybe if I restore my whole entire system, maybe that'll help this game do whatever it's doing to get it back on track. So I erased all my movies, which I was kind of mad about. That taking too long to transfer them. And I was so far into Sleeping Dogs that I did not want to start over on that at all. So I transferred it to the cloud. Now I got my system back working. I went to go get my save file, and these, I almost said, but these chumps, and I said anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I almost said it. Oh, wait, I said it.
And I said it again. But I can't get my save files until 24 hours after I done put it on there, which is so stupid to me. I should be able to get my save data.
Donnie, you can only download it from the cloud once a day.
Yes, you must have downloaded it one time and then tried to do it a second time.
That's stupid to me. That is highly. I should be able to get my save file whenever I feel like getting it. Because
that's done like that, Donnie. Because at the time, trophy hacking was being exploited through saves. So hypothetically, I could get my save, upload it to the cloud. You have my account on your system. You download it, and then get my save and exploit it and get all your trophies. That's why I was done.
You just explain it to me, and it's still stupid. People stop trying to do your best to try to mask or help the hacking thing, but it's going to happen no matter what you throw at them. They could find any kind of way for you to lock my saves, and when I can't get it, whenever I get it, I was highly upset because the game, my restoration to the game system did not.
That's a Donnie-ism right there.
A Donnie word. My restoration to the game system didn't work, and I finally got it on. Then when I cut it off to go get my save files, the game didn't work anyway. So I was mad that I had to cut it off to try to get my save files, but it didn't let me get it. And then I was double mad because the game wouldn't play because whatever my system was going through is little temper tantrum or whatever it was going through.
Okay, that's going to conclude story time with Donnie. Let's get back to the topic at hand.
Come back next week for more from Donnie.
Alex and Phil, how do you feel about the increase in storage? You guys like it a lot, or?
I mean, like, it's always good to have more space because we're not paying anything extra for that space. So, yeah, it's only a positive. Like I said, I'm not running out of space, right? Or I wasn't before they increased it. But, I mean, you can't really say anything bad about this. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'm going to say it as only I can say it. I don't give a fuck.
You don't use... Oh, you're not PlayStation Plus?
I am PlayStation Plus, but I don't even pay attention to that stuff. I'm only there for the discounts and the free shit.
All right. Also included in the firmware was the ability to set the time that your system will automatically turn off while you're watching movies or playing games or something like that in case you happen to fall asleep, which Phil likes to do when he's playing games.
Yes.
That's been there forever.
No, he often. Just likes to do that when he's playing games with you, Tricky.
No. Actually, putting 73 and a half hours into Diablo 3 when it was released caused me to fall asleep at my computer desk, fall on the computer desk, and bust my lip open. So it happens. And the game never shut off; it just kept staying on.
So in the vein of sticking your finger in a light socket and shocking yourself for the first time, what did we learn there, Phil? Don't game for 73 hours.
I can't help it. DCUO was so fun.
All right, and you're also able to select multiple saved items at one time. And there's a feature now for adjusting the side tone level in your microphone audio for the wireless stereo headset. You can now change that. Those are all the changes in the firmware. Donnie, say your piece, buddy.
No, what do you mean you can select multiple saves?
You can now, if you're backing it up onto a thumb drive or an external hard drive, you can now select multiple things to save over at one time.
Dude, they didn't update not one thing other than give you more space. They've been doing that ever since before I even had Plus. That stuff been there forever. When I cut on my system, got it out the box and cut it on, that stuff was there.
You can save multiple items at one time?
Go to copy all.
No, you might be thinking of content as far as music or videos, but you couldn't do it to save files.
Yeah. Correct. What do you mean?
Before you had the option that if you had 20 songs on your PlayStation, you can hit select all and copy all and get all 20 songs at one time, but you couldn't do it to save files. Now you have the ability to do it to save files.
Yeah, that's what do you mean? Back in that's what back
is. The confusion is, what is the meaning of save files?
Save,
that's what he's getting
save
at.
Save files means like the save files of your games.
You could not do that with your game saves.
Your game saves.
Okay, if you go into the save little folder with all your save content in there, right, and you go to copy multiple or multiple copies, you couldn't select all, because I do it all the time.
With your game saves.
With my game saves before I even have Vita. I've been doing that.
You mean Plus, forever. Not your Vita.
I mean, yes, Plus. Yeah. I've been doing that since before I even had Plus. When I backed up, when I got my 500 gig hard drive a long time ago, years ago, that's what I did. Copied all to back it up. Then took my hard drive out.
Well, they're now saying you can do it, so I don't know what to tell you.
It's same with every single movie, too. Movie, music, pictures, all that. All
right. Well, the next thing we have is Metal Gear Rising has been announced that it's going to be a PS3 exclusive in Japan, but it's going to be multi-platform in other regions. This is being announced only because of the reason that Konami does not believe that the install base of the 360 is strong enough in Japan to warrant a release where it's a strong enough install base in other regions. Do you guys think that this is a bad choice?
So he just said...
No, it's... I wouldn't say... My question is, why can't they just release it downloadably? Like, put it on Xbox Live and let people download the full game from there? Because then they don't have to worry about pressing discs, and then they don't got to worry about, you know, retail chains taking a cut.
I'm with you 100% on that. That's 100% with you.
So basically, he just said 360 suck anyway.
Well, obviously, they have done the math, and they figure that they say, hey, we can't make enough money off the game in Japan, Xbox 360, to press into this and giving a cut to GameStop, or an equivalent GameStop up there. So, I mean, that's why they're not going to do it. Like they said, they can't make enough money off it. But, Phil and I was agreeing with Myth. Put it on Xbox Live and let people download it. Surely they can make enough money off it then.
In parentheses, it says PlayStation 3 bomb. 360.
It does not say that, Donnie.
We got two different articles there. We got two different articles. Does yours say Metal Gear Rising on a PlayStation 3 only release in Japan at the top of it?
All right, The game is due out February 2013, and if you don't know by now, Metal Gear Rising is set after the events of Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, and sees Ninja Raiden slicing his way through cyborg foes and attempts to rebuild an unknown country.
And the game looks like shit.
For an iPad.
Me, Donnie...
It's Ninja Gaiden, man.
Me and Donnie have said this, the more and more they talk about this game and more they show about this game, the less and less we are going to buy this game.
It looks like shit. It looks
developing it, and then all of a sudden they handed over to Platinum Games to kind of save the project.
Well, I will tell you, when they showed the trailer at the VGAs last November, I was like, I'm buying this game day one.
Yeah, same here.
And then just as time's going on, and it's not because it's taken so long to come out. It's just every time they show the game, it shows me another reason why, like, this is not Metal Gear.
Yeah. It's Ninja Gaiden, man. It's not Gaiden. Yeah. I want to pronounce it. It's Ninja Gaiden.
There's no stealth to it. It's, yeah.
Yeah, for you to... Yeah. That's another thing I don't like about it. You a ninja. It's already been proven so many times or said that he's a cyborg ninja, and it has no stealth whatsoever. Well, it's no stealth in Ninja Gaiden either, or Gaiden. There's no stealth in that either, but that's what they are. They're two of the same.
Ninja Gaiden.
Hey, Gaiden or Gaiden.
Hey, Donnie, the D is silent in that word.
Oh. Wait, can you not? I'm trying to be one of the only black people that pronounces its letters. Okay.
I just wanted to see.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if you would pronounce it without the D. The D is not silent. I just wanted to see if I could get you to do it.
All right. Also, going on more news coming out of Konami. Kojima Productions, a studio fronted by Metal Gear creator Hideo Kojima, has confirmed that it has expanded its operations by opening a new studio in Los Angeles. The company is now staffing up for a new action game, but it has the game has not been announced or given a title. If you live in the Los Angeles area and you have the qualifications, I say go apply for the job.
Yeah, you have to be excellent with 3D math skills.
Yeah, your main work duties are defining and developing the technology systems and tools programming for the core foundation of 3D action game. Your qualifications are, you have to have a strong...
No, you know, can I stop you there, Tricky? I didn't know that we were advertising for Konami Productions Los Angeles.
Hey, what the fuck?
Listen,
this can help us out in the long run. Kojima could
What, they ain't going to give us a fucking job for somebody else getting a job?
If I'm not getting a t-shirt out of this and a coupon for some free food, then I'm not doing it. Let you read the rest of this stuff.
Go look on, monster.com or whatever. And
this came off Gamasutra. What are you doing? Read the article, man.
I'm not reading the article. The website I'm looking at is PlayStation Universe.
Yeah, PSU.com. But I'm freaking mad that why can't Michigan ever get anything? Michigan has nothing whatsoever.
Because you got all those crackheads.
And you got all the freaks.
And you got the Pistons and the Red Wings. That's something. You're doing okay. Got
Donnie, go. I have a little surprise for you, buddy.
What might that be, mister?
Somebody wrote a love letter into you.
And it totally wasn't Tricky.
It was not me.
It was me. Sure
it was a Tricky sister.
No.
Brother.
Here we go.
Tricky, you got a sister?
Yes, I do.
It was Joe, wasn't it? That was a dare, man. Don't listen to what nobody them say. That was a dare.
All right. Here's your love letter. It says, "Hey, Trophy Horse. It started with a request to help me get the 8-player Rivercat Stadium trophy and soon the platinum for Burnout Paradise, which led to a friendship that stayed for as long as there was a plat to get. Soon later, Proven Gamer started, and I wrote my first review on the site for Infamous 2, which helped me in my writing and in my high school freshman English class, and soon we had great gamer nights, including kicking Tricky's ass. Soon later, the great PSN outage of 11 kept me away from Trophy Horse for a long time, until I signed into Skype and Tricky told me that a certain person had been shouting me out for months without me noticing, which I feel great shame for. So starting now, I am dedicating myself to listening weekly and keeping in contact with the coolest guys I've ever got to meet. You may be calling me awesome, but truly you are the awesome people. P.S. Donnie, you are the greatest. P.P.S. Tricky's also cool, I guess. Signed, Awesome J95, a.k.a. number one fan, if the position isn't taken."
No, the position is not taken. It would never be replaced. No. That was beautiful.
That was heartwarming. Now,
yes, my car is back, and I can go to it now and cry.
just if I can kind of speak to Awesome Jay, I know this is for Donnie, but, I mean, Awesome, you know, good things happen. You know, we had an amazing community member on our show, the DCUO show, and constantly left comments, was always involved in our community, and just so happens to turn out he became a co-host. So you never know what could happen. I don't know if your availability is there. I don't know what could happen. You never know. Maybe they just give you the show. Who knows? It'll be Awesome Jay Stroh for yours. But I'm just saying.
Are you trying to take my number one?
No, I'm just saying.
Good I think he's trying to happen. Take Tricky's show. I think he's trying to take Tricky's show and give it to Awesome Jay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Listen, Awesome Jay, Proven Gamer, you know. What's up, brother? We can make something happen. No, really. I just was trying to make the point. You know, cool things happen, and, you know, keep up being the number one fan, because you never know what could happen, especially with this show.
Yeah, that ain't really. All right, that is going to bring us to the end of the show this week. Let's do some shout-outs. Phil, we're going to start with you since you're the guest. You want to give anybody a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to RC Stash, also known on the show as Burning Fury. I want to give a shout-out to Tychondrius, my two co-hosts. All of our fans, all the mother lovers, and I would also just like to give a shout out to you guys, the Trophy Whores, for having me on, and just for, you know, kind of updating and continuing my career.
All right, Alex, your turn, buddy.
I would like to thank Phil for joining us on the show. I haven't got a chance to be on a podcast with Phil that often, but you need to come on the show more often, Phil, or maybe we can work out something to do a podcast of our own.
Maybe we'll just fire Donnie and have Phil fill in permanently.
Oh, fuck all that. I ain't a trophy. Keep Donnie. Yeah.
But also, of course, a shout-out to my co-host, Tricky and Donathan. Thank you guys for doing this every week. I enjoyed coming back. And
Mama. I'm going to cut you off. Oli Mama. Can say that.
Whatever. And then, of course, I'd love to give a shout-out to my co-host on my other podcast, The Floor is Lava, my co-host Candace and Klaus. And, shout-outs. And also a special shout-out to anybody who, if you haven't heard, I've left Big Red Barrel, and I just want to give a shout-out to everyone in the community there and say thank you for all the support and you ever gave me. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Donnie. Shout out.
Awesome Jay, always rolling.
Hold on, I have a question. Is always rolling like a separate person, or is it? Are you saying are you connecting it to Awesome Jay? Like Awesome Jay is always rolling.
He's a separate person. He's a separate entity.
Is that a reference to like drugs? Like this? Come on, come on. This is a kid show, buddy.
Where's the love letter from Always Rolling? That's what I want to know.
Me and him talks on the system all the time.
On the station.
Oh, really? Because you never talk to me, Donnie.
Because you ain't never on. Then when you are on, you don't answer your messages. You don't answer your messages until
I answer my messages like minutes later. What are you talking about?
Alex, there's a message I sent to you 3 days ago you still haven't replied to.
What, your thing about Rock Band that you want to rock? I've been playing games. I ignored that.
I've been trying to get Donnie his tryout.
Yeah,
Donnie has Rock Band.
I thought me, you, and Candace gonna start a band.
We will. I didn't know you had Rock Band already.
Don't forget Yield.
I thought I was gonna sing the vocals.
All right. Well, you can sing the vocals.
And
yeah,
yeah, too.
I thought Tricky's just like I want to play a few songs. I was like, whatever.
I'm going to be Prince.
No, we're going to have you playing guitar. We're going to have Yield doing bass. We're going to have Candace doing the vocals. We're going to have Donnie doing the harmonies and me on the drums.
Okay.
No, I want to be Prince, man. No matter what we do, I'm Prince.
You're the artist formerly known as Donathan.
All right, Donnie, you know what your shout-outs, buddy.
No, I want to say thank you again. Awesome. You are awesome, no matter however you want to use it. Is you the man for that? I wasn't expecting the letter though. That's like, wow. that's pretty awesome in itself. But thanks, man. Thanks for everybody else who continue to listen to the show. I will be here next week, and I will be here the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that,
unless NM Rain decides to kill him on one episode.
Exactly. Unless I end up dying, don't have Rain replace me. If I'm not there, because he will kill me.
Don't worry, Donnie. The Trophy Whore Massacre. I could fill in the OG gangster of Trophy Whores if need be.
All right,
I thought that was my role on this show. What the fuck?
Go ahead, you can have it.
You can't be gangster saying a whole word.
So I can't say gangster and put emphasis on the ER.
You have to take away the R and change it to an A.
So gangsta.
Yeah, yes. All ERs are A's.
We're going to have an Ebonics episode.
We already had that. It was called episode 84.
Oh,
All right, and I want to give a shout-out to Hafling on Twitter and a shout-out to Jester on Twitter. Jester is actually a new writer for ProvingGamer.com. He's got a couple articles coming out soon. Make sure you go to Proving Gamer and check those out. Also want to give a shout out to our new editor, Tits McGee. It's an inside joke.
Shout out to Tits.
why do you gotta be saying my high school nickname on air there, Tricky?
I didn't, I wasn't going to out you like that, but since you want to come out the closet, you feel free.
All those memories come flooding back. I'm scarred for life.
Right. Proving Gamer is looking for writers. If you're interested in writing for the site, please step on over to provinggamer.com, click that Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application. We are also now on Stitcher, all the podcasts, including Trophy Whores, the DCUO Show, and MMO Empire, and even PG Spoilers is on Stitcher.
What's our next episode of PG Spoilers?
We really got to do another one.
Oh my god, we got to do a fucking Dark Knight. Oh please, I don't care if you already do one. You guys need to have me on that.
Dude, if we do a Dark Knight Rises, I'll do that.
I'm so down.
You know what? We'll do a Dark Knight Rises one.
No, oh god, that podcast is going to suck as much as the movie did.
This shit is.
You're not invited, Donnie.
Bye, Donnie.
All right. Donnie, do we have any sponsors? Amazon! Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, when you're shopping on Amazon, because we know you do, please step over to provinggamer.com first, click the link, and continue with your normal shopping. It does not cost you any extra money, and it does help out the site tremendously. Also, while you're on ProvingGamer.com, be sure to stop by and read all the articles and listen to our other podcasts. Like I said, the DCUO Show, MMO Empire, and PG Spoilers, which apparently we're doing on Dark Knight Rises soon.
Damn right.
If you want to contact us, you can contact the website at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Whores. You can contact myself at Tricky Mick. You can contact Alex at Saundasaurus Rex. I am not spelling that out. If you want to contact Donnie, you can contact him at Young Twist. And if you want to contact Phil, you can contact him at Philosophy. Phil, spell that out because it's not the normal spelling.
Philosophe.
Okay. While you're cruising on the internet, stop by Facebook. We all know you're on Facebook. Search for Proven Gamer and hit that like button. DCUO Show also has a Facebook page, do they not?
Yes, we do. It's facebook.com/the DCUO Show, baby.
Pretty simple. Also, if you play on Steam, be sure to look up the Proven Gamer Steam group. Currently, it is headed up by me, but unfortunately, we're not doing much with it because I'm not much of a PC player. We are going to be getting somebody in charge of that very soon. Stop by YouTube and search Official Proven Gamer. We have some videos going up, a couple by your co-host Phil, RC Stash, doing a couple League of Legends videos. And we also have a couple videos going up for achievements and trophies by MMO Empire host Punching You Out. If you could, please stop by iTunes. When you listen to all the shows, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars. It's greatly appreciated. Let Donnie know that all his work is not in vain. Also, Phil does all the editing for the DCUO Show, so let him know he's doing a good job also.
Hopefully I'm doing a good job. I'm busting my ass. Oh, and just to let everybody know, Kevin Conroy is going to be on the show in 2 weeks. If you're not familiar, he's the voice of Batman from the Batman the Animated Series and almost every other cartoon that has ever been conceived with Batman on it. So, yeah.
He's also the voice of Batman in the Arkham games, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Rocksteady.
Dude.
Yes, he is.
Where are you getting these famous people from?
I handle my business, dog.
All right.
I'm about to move over to DCUO.
Don, you actually have to play the game to be on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, forget it.
If you want,
Donnie, just play the demo and go on there and pretend like you know what you're talking about, like you do here every week.
If you want to write in like AwesomeJ95, send us an email at trophywhores@provengamer.com. But please, if writing is not your style, you could always call us. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369.
You know, I actually got a tweet with somebody actually called the 330-776-8639.
Did they get a, hey, bit boy?
They said they got a bill on their cell phone bill. They had an extra charge of almost $200.
What?
They called me Romney.
You got to pay for that. Kill you. Trigger, you know you got to pay for
that. Actually, it's not the first minute. It's all the additional minutes that you're on there that'll kill you.
The first minute is 99 cents. Like, after that, it's $2.50 a minute.
Okay, all right, hold on. Before we continue with that, how long did this guy Ashley stay on?
Something's always bothered my mind. Why is it when a man talks dirty to a woman, it's sexual harassment? But when a woman talks dirty to a man, it's $3.95 a minute.
Because she isn't ugly. It's only sexual harassment if she's ugly.
You're talking to her on a phone? How do you know that?
That joke belongs on a Laffy Taffy wrapper.
That's where I got it from.
You did not get that from a Laffy Taffy.
Yes, I did.
How did that make it to a Laffy Taffy?
It's a Chinatown Laffy Taffy.
The approval service at Laffy Taffy's gone downhill the past
couple years. All right, so if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Peace. Later.
Gotta stay away from them rapers, still.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puppy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squaw.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a download Simone. I'm a letting people know. Y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.